attributes or skills did you leverage to become successful, do you think?
Well, I think that collaboration, working with people, developing relationships, having a vision, creating strategy, getting people excited around that vision and strategy, mm-hmm. I think are really key elements. And so hiring the right people, of course, and then creating the parameters to work within. Mm-hmm. And as long as you have all of that in a collaborative environment, then you let people create and make things happen. So
and you kind of empower them and let them go.
Yeah. We just have a lot of fun around here.
Right. Well, that's what it's all about. So speaking of fun, what's your proudest professional moment so far?
That was a really tough thing to just combine to one thing. Yeah. But I think there's, many moments of pride,
sure.
Right?
I'm sure, yeah.
When I hear employees express to me things about Summit that I might have wanted to say or would have said, mm-hmm. to me that makes me really proud that we're that aligned, that we are that focused. When I hear people in the community talk about the great things that Summit is doing, that makes me really proud mm-hmm. of our organization and proud of our employees and the difference that they make every day in people's lives. So, when people outside of your organization really recognize the things that you do, then you know that you're creating change.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. I like when you're creating change. That means you're making a difference.
Yes.
Big time. So what lessons have you learned or did you learn that other women may benefit from?
I think creating healthy debate within an organization is really important. That way you get lots of different viewpoints on the table. You can really get to the best answer. There's many right answers to any one question or any one problem, mm-hmm. but what is the best answer for you today?
Right.
And so that creates, needs a lot of people's input into that and listening and synthesizing all of that and coming up with the direction that you want to go. So I think that's important. I think it's important to err on the side of action, mm-hmm. take risks, be courageous, and create opportunities, not just for yourself, but for your credit union, for your employees. And all of that requires you to take some chances.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that because, I mean, again, you don't grow unless you take some chances. You take some risks and sometimes you fall on your face, but you get up, you learn from it, and you move forward again. You learn and do something even greater. So, love
that.
Yeah,
I mean, taking risks personally, professionally, but also from a credit union perspective, mm-hmm. Trying some things that are a little bit less traditional, mm-hmm. seeing how that goes. All of that helps just develop the credit union, develop employees, mm-hmm. develop yourself, continuous learning and growing and changing and having a good time doing it.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Well, and speaking of that, I mean, what piece of advice would you give women in the credit union industry trying to climb up that corporate ladder and kind of do the same thing that you did? Follow the footsteps of your career path, because it sounds like you did the same. You started out in the marketing and then made your way up and learned along the way, and now here you are 14 years later leading a great credit union.
Well, one advice that I would give to credit union women is women in the credit union movement is support other women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really as simple as that. Yeah. I'm on two pretty well-known boards in the country because women put my name forth. They recommended me. They spoke on my behalf. Mm-hmm. And so I think the best thing that women can do in the credit union movement is to support other women.
I agree.
Along the way.
Yeah, that's a great, great. I agree totally. So what can credit union organizations do to advance women in leadership? Speaking of supporting each other, is there something that the industry can do collectively or are we on our own? But it sounds like, the industry should, do something as well.
Well, I think that it's really important that we do recommend other women. So when you're on a board and you're thinking about adding another person from a credit union movement type of organization, think about what recommendations do you have mm-hmm. for women who could fill this role?
Right.
What are some of the backgrounds, advanced names, we talk a lot about getting women into higher positions. That doesn't just take knowledge about that. We have to actually do something with that and explore. Sometimes it means that you might be looking at a skill set or a background that might not fit the typical profile mm-hmm. of what your other board members are. And I think that's really healthy. So thinking beyond what areas, you know, when I was made CEO 14 years ago, mm-hmm. there were not that many credit union marketers
with,
you know, that type of background, right? Coming into the CEO role. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, there are more today.
Yes.
But that's the same with boards. Boards oftentimes want, you know, a finance person or you know, they want somebody who can be on the audit committee, and they want those types of those types of skills. But what about the visionary, the strategy, the develop human resource development mm-hmm. type of backgrounds? Mm-hmm. And so when you think about what traditional backgrounds you might want, think about what would be the untraditional backgrounds that might help advance your organization.
Yeah. That's a kind of a new perspective on that, because back in the day it was like the finance person or the operations person, but
or lending at times,
exactly. But now it's like, it seems like, I mean, I'm just kind of looking at it from the outside in. You're well versed in it better than I am, but it seems like they're more open to bringing in somebody from a marketing position or even outside the industry just for a fresh perspective, fresh blood, so to speak, into the, especially with the whole CEO exodus going on right now. I mean, there's a lot of fresh faces in leadership positions, and a lot of them are women as well, I've been seeing in the news. So that's really refreshing to see too. So that's cool.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So lots of opportunities out there as well.
Right.
Lots and lots of them. All right. To wrap up here, Kim, I mean, what legacy would you like to leave behind for young women in our industry?
I would love to leave a legacy of a lot more large credit unions being run by women CEOs, mm-hmm. A lot more women on paid boards outside of the credit union field, mm-hmm. and being really recognized that a person coming from a credit union can add tremendous value to industries outside of the credit union industry in some of those paid board type of positions.
Yeah.
And I think we've had a struggle being recognized as good candidates for paid positions outside of the credit union, you know, because credit union space doesn't typically pay board members.
Right.
And so, you know, having other companies recognize the leadership that is in credit unions and taking that leadership really seriously and see that the value that we bring to the table in understanding consumers, understanding members' needs, really knowing how to bring things to market that people mm-hmm. want, and really knowing how to change lives, I think is going to become even more of a skill set in the future.
Ooh, I like that. Great words to end on. Kim, thank you so much. I appreciate your words of wisdom, and keep up the good work up there in Madison. You guys are, I mean, I see you guys in the news all the time, so you guys are doing some great stuff, and just a great credit union to follow, for other credit unions to follow and do the same and even expand on that. So keep up the good work, and well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.